We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
There can't be too many reasons a man would go to court to prove that, at age 29, he had sex with a 15-year-old girl. In fact, maybe there's only one, if the product of that brief relationship was named LeBron. According to attorney Lester Bryce Stovell, he met in 1984 a young Ohio woman named Gloria James in a Washington, D.C. bar. After a few hours of courtship, the two went back to his Virginia home and had sex. A few months after that, she turned up again, and Stovell learned that she was both a teenager and pregnant. He also learned that she planned to name the boy LeBron. A tall man who likes sports, Stovell had one piece of advice for the pregnant teen about to raise his son. Make sure he plays basketball. As it turned out, the boy did play basketball, and with some competence. So 20 years after the precipitating event, Stovell sought to reestablish a relationship with the son he'd never known and maybe rekindle some of that patrilineal spark that had been absent from both men's lives. But neither James, Gloria, nor LeBron seemed overly excited to hear from Stovell, so he insisted. A lawyer was contacted, a flight to Cleveland arranged, and a paternity test performed. Stovell was disappointed when told of the 0% chance that he was LeBron's father. But this just didn't sit well with the tall man. There were too many facts that seemed to point in one direction, including the fact that Stovell looks a great deal like LeBron. Frustrated with attempts to contact the superstar directly, Stovell arranged to visit his purported son, the one place he knew he would find him, at a Cleveland Cavaliers game. It was there, upon seeing LeBron in person, that he was convinced he was the man's father, and that Gloria James and others had conspired to falsify the results of the paternity test. In June 2010, Stovell filed suit against the Jameses for fraud and defamation. Part of the fraud claim was that, through Gloria James' deceitful actions, he had been deprived of commercial opportunities that he could have taken advantage of. Or, as the United States District Court for the District of Columbia noted, quote, apparently, Stovell believes that companies are willing to pay him for being the father of LeBron James, unquote. Unfortunately for Stovell, wholly speculative damages cannot be recovered in tort actions in either D.C. or Ohio, so that part of the case went against him. But then there was the defamation. Stovell felt that he had been treated poorly in public. Among other things, LeBron noted that he was going to be a better father than his had been. Also, one of his commercial endorsements had the tagline, quote, "It's all about being there," unquote. But the court ruled that not only are these reasonable subjective opinions for LeBron to hold of his absent father, but also that any negative comments made about said father could not be known to apply to Stovell until Stovell himself let everyone know he was the absentee father in question. Stovell lost the case on all counts. But like a great many legal issues these days involving celebrities, money, sex, and lawyers, this cringe-inducing little case seemed, more than anything else, to have at its base the question, why? Except for earning the reputation as a money-grubbing lech, wasn't Stovell also risking jail time for statutory rape? As it turns out, no. In Virginia, sex between a 29-year-old man and a consenting 15-year-old girl is a misdemeanor, and one very unlikely to be prosecuted all these many years later. So it was just his good name he risked. And what's that, in the face of the very small chance of making a little money? I'm Travis McDade.